Craig Palmer is not only a vendor, but also sits on the board of the Basalt Market. He says that after 5 years, the market has hit its stride.
This year was epic. It was so wonderful. We had such good attendance this year. Lots of repeat customer, lots of tourists this year. I think tourism is steadily increasing over the past 3 years. And for us, being a micro coffee roaster, a lot of those tourists equate to internet customers when they go home. So that's a really nice bonus for us that the market keeps coming back for us throughout the entire year.
The farmers, vendors, and artisans who rely on the weekly sales are all based around Basalt, the Lower Valley, and the Western Slope. Local artist Jean Norris has been selling her Sweater Genie hand-woven goods since the market began.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, it's kind of my church, actually, coming here on Sundays. And it's out in the fresh air, the beautiful Colorado weather, and it's, you know, even though it's always fun and interesting and dynamic. Basalt has more of a family community feel. You see everyone you know, and you get to socialize with all your friends, and it's a very warm, inviting, wonderful place to spend my Sunday.
Sunday is the key. Many vendors attend other markets on Saturdays and are grateful for the staggered opportunities to set up in the valley. For Mark and Angie McDermott and their family farm in Paonia, that means selling at the Montrose Market on Saturdays, then harvesting again for their early morning trip to Basalt.
We sell tomatoes, and right now it's late fall, and the nighttime temperatures have been getting a little bit cooler, and as a result, a lot of the sugars are being produced in the fruit, and right now, some of our tomatoes are best that have been all season.
Those are all sold out.
We do bell peppers, we do cucumbers, we do beets, we do turnips.
Yep, all sold out.
We do just about everything.
After this weekend, Fulmer will be busy filling those internet orders. Norris will begin designing next year's fashion collection, and the McDermotts will experiment with extending their season later into the fall. Meanwhile, the town of Basalt is seeking a seasonal Sunday market manager in preparation for next summer to be bigger yet. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.